With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Life can seem a certain way, and then something can happen that you think is terrible in the moment, but in a few months, in a few years, everything works out.
And it just makes sense. And you're like, wait, yes. How did this just work out when I was like dying on the floor thinking the world was going to end?
Yes.
Once upon a time.
Yes.
More personal, more vulnerable, more open, more fucking real than ever. Who's ready to strip down and dive in? I'm Kayla Rose, and this is Skinny Dipping, The Rebirth.
You've arrived at your destination.
I think we can all relate to the feeling of not knowing where life will take us. But for some reason, because of society, still expecting us to have a plan for ourselves. Within this plan, we get attached to a future that is yet to be even created, and sometimes the universe has other plans for us. This may feel like the worst feeling in the world, the rug being pulled out from under you. We can all relate to this feeling, this tower moment in our life. But sometimes it leads us to exactly where we need to go. And today I have the perfect person to talk about this with, because her ability to convey vulnerability and her ability to touch people deeply with her acting is what initially inspired me to follow her back in, I think, late 2020 or early 2021. And then, you know, we became mutuals, the whole social media thing, and just seeing her grow and her story and blossoming into the person that she is becoming, even from far away, has inspired me so much. We were finally able to meet in person, and after hearing her story, I'm like, okay, everyone needs to hear this, because everyone can relate to this in some way, shape, or form in their life. Paige Madison Evans is a Toronto-based actress, a Canadian-born queen. If you guys don't know, I'm also a Canadian citizen, because my mom was born in Toronto, so I'm like, yes, I love my Canadians. From a professional bio, POV, because we got to do it, she has been in two different Lifetime Channel movies and most recently has been doing the rounds for the film Something You Said Last Night, which premiered at TIFF and won the Changemaker Award. And that film has brought her to film festivals in Spain and Switzerland. And now we are here talking about it in Hawaii, which is so fucking crazy. I mean, I think that's just like a moment that you realize like, wow, I'm an international girly. Beyond that, just the moments I've spent observing her journey from afar and now meeting her and hanging out with her here in Hawaii, I feel like I really have been able to see who Paige is. And I just see her as someone who truly cares so deeply and sees the world through this beautiful lens of appreciation and of love, and her big heart and her ability to listen, understand, and portray vulnerability through her acting base, online social media platforms, and everything that she's been in, as well as the way that she carries herself in real life. She truly inspires me, and I cannot wait to dive into this conversation. So without further ado, let's bring Paige into the mic. Say hello.
Hello, hello. Oh my Hi. God, was that an introduction or what?
I literally love you. I like had to hype you up for a second.
You really hyped me up. I'm obsessed. My God. I promise I'm not as cool as Kayla just made me sound.
No, you are, and I feel like you're the type of person who you really protect your energy, so for you to allow me into your space, I just feel so fucking grateful.
Oh, fully. No, I definitely need like a week after seeing people to get back into myself, but you don't drain my social battery. So
wow, that is like the biggest compliment ever. Seriously. I don't drain your social battery. No, when we left hanging out the other day, I was just like lit up. I was like, I can't wait to have this girl on my podcast. Like, this is gonna be epic.
I know. And she met my parents too. My parents were like, we love Kayla.
Wait, I love your parents too. So have you been on a podcast before?
This is my first podcast.
Okay. Amazing. I mean, as an actress, I feel like naturally your voice already sounds amazing on the mic.
I feel like interviews really stress me out, but I don't get nervous, but it's just like, I want to be seen. I want to like be seen by people, but totally in a podcast, and it's just your feelings,
yeah,
and like your thoughts, it's so much more beautiful.
I'm so excited. Yes, I know. I was telling Paige, I'm like, here, like, I definitely like to, you know, get some of your backstory, but then I love to have the conversation around what we want to talk about in a way that all of us can relate and not just like in an interview style. So if you've been here before, you know that's kind of how we do things. But if you haven't been here before, Skinny Dipping is a podcast where we learn about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. And I'm so excited to strip down and dive in on this topic about, you know, how life can just kind of take us for a turn and it feels painful, but it's exactly where we need to go. And I'm so excited for your story to kind of guide the way for that. Cause it, when you were telling me that story earlier, I was like, that's exactly what we have to talk about. That's like a life-changing moment that you went through.
Yeah. Life can seem a certain way and then something can happen that you think is terrible in the moment, but in a few months, in a few years, everything works out.
And it just makes sense. And you're like, wait, yes, how did this just work out when I was like dying on the floor thinking the world was going to end?
Yes.
Once upon a time.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, we got to get into it. We're going to get into it. So that was a little sneak peek of what's to come, guys. But before we get into it, hit the download button, add button, and make sure you subscribe. I feel like no one really subscribes to podcasts. It's not really a thing, but it helps me out. So subscribe if you can. Follow me at Sundays KK on the pod, is at Skinny Dipping Diaries, and then Paige is at Paige Madison Evan on Instagram and at Paige M Evans on TikTok. Check her out. She is so much good shit. I'm sure lots of people that are listening though are already your people, which is really exciting for them to, you know, get to know you in a different way. Like, how does that feel?
Social media does a really good job, and I really want to try to make it as real as possible. I never want to be like, oh, I want to say something, so I have to take off my retainers and I have to like put on makeup. No.
I love that.
Like, let's just be as real as possible because social media is just so fake.
Yeah, let's try it. Yeah, no, that's why we're creating social media here. That's like my like movement that I'm like putting forward, a lot of things coming up in the future, like in the year to come with that. But I really think it has the potential to be somewhere amazing, like something amazing.
And like getting a conversation happening with multiple people, it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time in our brains, and for me it's very hard to verbalize my feelings. So whenever like I come and I talk, and I can't journal, like I can't sit down and journal because I just get fidgety and I'm just like, totally. Oh, I have to be doing this. So like talking really helps me.
Yes. No, journaling doesn't work for everyone. I think for me, yeah, with the Gemini in you, you're a Gemini and I'm a Gemini moon. So I understand, like, if I can just go off about something like for like 10 minutes, it completely clears my brain. Like, I'm just like, let me just get it out. You know, who's ready to
strip down and dive in?
It's Skinny Dipping, bitches. Let's go. Okay. You know, we already kind of talked about the social media thing and how it can be so fake. And I think that I always love to start my podcast with guests who especially are, you know, influencers or who have a social media presence online, with this segment called Own Your Shit. And it's just like a little moment to ground us back to earth and be like, okay, yes, we're going to talk about maybe something that you've already done in your life and moved past, but that doesn't mean that you have it all figured out. Mm. And we're constantly always working through new things in our life. So the question for you to own your shit today, kind of ground ourselves so that we can be on the same level as everyone else, because we're all trying to figure shit out, is what is one thing that you have been working on to release, accept, and heal, but the old patterns maybe keep coming back? You can take a second if you need.
Okay, no, instantly. I always go back to like my high school days, like my high school thoughts of like comparing myself to everybody and like not really liking the person that I am. So I always go back, especially when I see something on social media or I see somebody that booked something that I didn't, I initially go back to comparing myself. And I go back and I'm like, I'm not good enough. This person is so much more prettier than I am. They're so much more talented. So now I'm trying to be like, I have something to offer this world. And I'm not here to compare myself to other people. And like, also, I'm my own human being, and we're all growing at different paces.
Exactly.
So somebody else's success does not match my success. Mm-hmm. Like, we all have different paths. So I'm really trying to be like, Paige, everything will work out.
yeah, the timelines are different for everyone. And, you know, I like to think of this thing I saw on TikTok, and it was somebody being like, the divine traffic lights. Sometimes somebody has a green light and you have a red light. And that's so, you know, certain things don't collide into each other, and we're able to kind of keep, you know, whatever is meant to happen happening, and things will happen for everyone in the time it's meant to, which mm-hmm. can be so hard to feel in the moment. And obviously comparison comes in, but I mean, just the fact that you can even recognize that and say out loud, because that's vulnerable to say, because we all compare ourselves to everyone. Everyone's always doing it. But to actually be honest about it, like I saw in your story the other day, you said it and I was like, fuck yes, Paige, somebody needed to hear that from you.
Yeah. And I got like multiple responses from that. And that's one of the beauties of social media too, is like, I'm feeling something and I just want somewhere to talk about it, because mm-hmm. I can't write my feelings down. So I need somewhere to talk about it, but other people can see and other people can relate.
Yes. And it's, and everyone's feeling it, you know, everyone is feeling it. And to even be able to recognize that and be like, I compare myself to other people and it feels like shit. Like I feel like immediately when you identify it, rather than hiding behind it and feeling shameful about it, when you just own it, own your mm-hmm. fucking shit, it kind of releases that weight and you're like, well, I do that and so does everyone else around me. But just because I compare myself to others and I have these negative feelings of negative self-talk doesn't negate everything I have to offer the world.
Exactly.
They can still exist at the same time. What do you think about that?
I am more than what you see. Like mm. I am more than a face and a body. I am so much more than that. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. And it's still a daily thing.
Yeah, you're, I know this is just our little avatar.
Yeah.
Like that we are getting to live life in. Beep, boop, pop.
I'm a sim.
I'm like. No, literally. No, I totally agree. No, I am so happy that you said that, because I honestly feel that way too. A lot of the times I'm like, why is this person getting what I want so much sooner than me? Why did it just happen for them so fast? And it's like, I feel like especially in the age of social media, you know, like everything happens so quickly. Like, literally you have like over a million followers or something,
which is crazy.
How fast did that happen?
It happened gradually, and then all of a sudden one video blew up mm-hmm. and it was like over a million, and it kept climbing, and I was crazy. Getting like DMs left, right, and center. And I was like, this was in the middle of COVID too, when everybody wow. was just staring at their phone. So I was living with my parents at the time. I was in yeah. my parents' basement, and they're like, what is going on? And I was like, I don't know. And the video kept doing well and doing well.
I just can imagine your parents being like, not getting it.
They didn't get it at all. And also the video was very straight. Like it was pretty much just me staring into the camera, and it went crazy.
It's because your eyes tell a story. Got chills. No, it is because of what's behind your eyes.
It
for
was
sure.
madness. Like Charlie Puth duetted it for a second, and I was like, you're Charlie Puth.
That's fucking crazy. No, and I feel like in the world of social media, like things like that can happen so often where, you know, it just blows up for people, even though you have been working for it forever. You don't see all the work that went in before that. People only see the blow up and they only see the quick climb, and they're like, why can't I have that? And it's like, wait, I was like listening to the podcast with Jay Shetty. I don't know if you know who Jay Shetty is, but oh my God, I have to send you. He's my favorite podcaster ever. I love him.
Shout out.
He's amazing. No, he's like so famous. I'm like, one day we're going to meet. I'm going to be on his podcast. He's going to be on mine. Goals. But I was listening to an interview he did with Deepak Chopra, and he was basically saying how he had done all of this. Like he does similar things to me, like mental health, spirituality, that kind of intersection. And he was like, I've been doing this for 13 years with no pay, no recognition, literally just because I love it. And then all of a sudden it blew up, and now he is like the number one podcast in this genre. Like wow. He's so famous, and he's like has an empire now, and it's so cool because he's helping people. But we don't see the 13 years. I just see, oh my God, Jay Shetty's so famous now. What the fuck? I want that. Like, that's so cool. His message, what he's teaching people is getting out to so many people. He's making such a huge impact. That must feel so good. I want that. But then it's like, wait, I'm only 23. Like, we're literally kids. Like, people work for years and decades to become the person that they want to be, especially within a professional field. Like, there's just so much that goes into it that we don't see because we only see that person's like big moment, you know?
And like what you said earlier, we want instant everything. We want it now. But I think the most beautiful part of building your future and building your empire and building who you are as a person is the come up, because you can shape yourself and you can I thrive off of when somebody tells me no, or when things don't work out, then I'm like, okay, I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah.
Probably the Gemini in me.
Yes, no, it is. You're like, bitch, I'm going to prove you wrong. Yes. No, yeah, no, I love that. Okay, so talking about like instant come ups and things like that, I'm kind of wondering, just to get a little bit into your story so everyone can kind of preface what we're going to talk about. Have you always been into acting? Was it always your dream? What is your story? How did you get into it, and where you're at now? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, guys, let's chat about this, because I know you understand this feeling. I just wish life came with a user manual, something that was very user-friendly, that told me exactly what I should do and when I should do it, because at this point in my life, at the ripe age of 23, I have no idea what the heck I am doing. And I would really love if there was a manual. But the closest thing that I feel like I can get to a manual is like a trained professional who can help me with my life. And I feel like that is therapy, and that is why I love BetterHelp, because therapy is, first of all, not easily accessible or affordable for so many people in this world, and we all deserve to get a little bit of help, know and understand ourselves deeper, because to know yourself, as I say, is to love yourself. That's why I love BetterHelp, because it has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, accessible anywhere, and it's 100% online. Plus, BetterHelp is helping us out, as they do, and you can get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/skinnydipping, or at the link in the description below. That's better, H-E-L-P, help.com/skinnydipping. Was it always your dream? What is your story? How did you get into it, and where you're at now?
I grew up outside and playing sports everywhere.
Okay.
So when I would come home and I would turn on the TV and it would be like Hannah Montana or something. I watched Hannah Montana and everything on Disney Channel thinking, wow, Hannah Montana seems like the coolest person ever. I didn't think that Miley Cyrus was playing Hannah Montana, or Emily Osment is lit. Like, I was just like, it's Hannah Montana. And I never, like, even watching Aladdin, I'm like, that's Aladdin. Like, I just never understood that actors existed. Mm. So whenever I started getting into modeling, because I am taller, and I started doing runway as a kid. I would say I was like 10 or 12 when I started doing
just
like modeling.
Just because you were tall? Like, they
just because I was tall.
Because it wasn't like your thing.
No. Also, I'm not like a Victoria's Secret model. I'm like the most ordinary. So the fact that I was like modeling is madness to me. But I did do a runway modeling thing from a newspaper ad. Mm. And I went. I was also kind of a shy kid. I'm still kind of shy. So my parents were like, maybe this could help her come out of her shell a little bit. So I go to this modeling thing, and somehow I strut my little way to a gold. So I get an agent through this modeling thing.
Okay, cool. It was a competition.
It was a competition.
It was like a pageant thing, almost, kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
It was, I remember it being in like a hotel. It was in a hotel conference or something, and I just strutted my way through that little carpet.
And you're like, it's a competition I'm in. I don't even care if I hate modeling or whatever. No. Like, I'm going to win. I don't care what it is.
I will smile and go foot, strut. Like, it's, that's like, I'm like convinced.
I love that.
I'm like, anything for the gold. But I did that, and then I got my agent, and she was the worst. She was so rude, but I didn't know anything different. Mm. I didn't know that things could be better than this, because that she was all I knew. Mm-hmm. So I was with her for all of my childhood, pretty much, getting like 1 or 3 auditions a year, which is like...
Yeah, she didn't give a fuck.
She did not give a fuck. She humbled me so fast after that gold.
I know. Might need to... Are you like... Do you ever talk about that in therapy? Because I feel like that bitch needs to... You need to work her through out of your mind.
Like, imagine telling a 12-year-old, you're just not good. And I'm just like, oh, like, it, as a kid, like,
that's traumatic. That's,
I remember going in an audition, and I was bawling. I was like 14 years old, bawling my eyes out in this audition. And it was a group of white men, like, they were just looking, and they're just like on their computers. And then I hear like a ping in the middle of me doing this, so like this sad monologue. And I hear a ping, and I was like, oh. And then I was confused if I should continue or not. And I just did. And then while I was leaving, they were like, okay, you can go. And I'm like, okay. I just left, and I looked at his computer. He was looking at IKEA furniture. Like, this man what was just like fuck? Scrolling, looking for a couch as I'm like bawling my eyes out, leaving my heart and soul in this audition room. Like, as a kid, they do not care.
That sucks.
They
dude.
Do not care.
So by this time, you were kind of getting into acting through your agency, modeling kind of? Yes. Is that what happened?
Yes, which is okay. Weird. And then I was like, well, this isn't happening because I didn't book anything. I didn't think that anything was past the audition room. So I didn't think that I could be on a set one day or I could be an actor for the rest of my life. I just didn't. I just knew that I liked reading lines. Mm. So I kind of stopped because I got really heavily into sports and volleyball especially. Mm. So most of my teenage high school, I was sports and I was volleyball really intensely. So I stopped acting.
Okay. No more acting. No more acting. It's too many no's, not enough progress.
Yes.
You're out.
Like, no progress whatsoever.
Yeah. But also, yeah. Okay. And then tell us what happened. Tell us the tea.
So I was in grade 12, guys. Like, in the middle of grade 12, my semester 2, it just started. So I'm playing volleyball with my high school team, my rep team. And then while I'm at a tournament, I get approached by a college guy. And I was like, oh, my God. So he was like, would you want to go to volleyball with our college? And I was like, I can do that. I was like, yeah. What? So he's like, we'll offer you a scholarship. You can come to our college and do whatever like you want to study, but you'll also be like full-time athlete. Mm. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
And you're like, free college.
I'm like, thank God. Sign me up. Like, yeah. It was just a no-brainer. So that was like the peak of my life. Like, because it's everything I've been working towards. Finally, it was achievable.
Okay, you saw the progress with that, and you're like, this is gonna be something.
Exactly. So I thought that was me. I thought sports was me, and I put my entire self and self-worth in sports. And like, because it was comfortable for me.
And you were good at it.
I was good at it.
You're competitive, good at it. We like things that we're good at.
It's the one thing I was good at in school, in math and science. In English, I was not good at it. So I never felt worthy enough until I was playing sports and I was playing volleyball. Because that was my calling.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah. Okay.
So I start practicing with this college team and I'm going like a few times a week. So guys, my whole schedule was like wake up at 6 a.m., have high school volleyball practice, have rep after school, and then like college right after. So it was like my whole days were like, I was still in high school too. So I was doing like the musical, even though I don't sing, but I can, I'm just like, you like I'm acting. I like the acting of it.
And the performing.
And just like being and doing monologues in front of people. Mm-hmm. So I still did drama all throughout high school, but it was just for fun for me. And I knew that I was good at it. So
yeah.
So then I was practicing with the college team.
But I guess it's not like realistic, like quote unquote, like, but it is. But like everyone tells you, it's just not realistic. Don't do that.
Like, what am I going to be? Jennifer Lawrence? Like that you can't, when you're in grade 12, you can't think I can do this. Like I can make this. Yeah. It's not there.
Especially when everyone's told you no.
Exactly. Yeah. When I had no success, I'm like, there's no way I can be successful at this.
It's a hobby.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then what happened?
So I'm practicing with the college team and I'm an outside hitter. So if you don't know what volleyball terms are, is you're on the outside hitting pretty much. So I also am goofy footed, which means I rotate my body strangely. It's just how I did volleyball. So I was going up hitting one time and I felt this pop in my back. And I'm also not somebody who can like tell somebody, oh, I don't feel well, or I'm injured, I can't continue. So I continued playing. Shouldn't have, but I did. And then I got into my car and my legs were like all tingling. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I have to drive myself home. And I was also a hostess at Kelsey's at the time. And again, I can't like not go to work. Yeah. So I go to work and I'm putting a table together and my legs go numb and immediately. So I drop to the floor and then my boss and like everybody comes out and I'm making a scene at the restaurant.
You collapsed.
I collapsed.
I mean, queen, it wasn't a scene. You fucking were injured.
I know, but it's so stressful. Like, someone's chewing chicken over there and I'm like bawling my eyes out. Like, it's,
yeah, that is so anxiety, right? Inducing. Like, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
But like, what's more important right there is like, yeah, your fucking health. Like, yeah. You know?
So my boss comes out, my manager comes out. They're like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I got injured. I can't feel my legs. I go to the hospital. My mom is there. Like, so we're waiting. And then they tell me that there's nothing that they can do.
What?
Nothing that they can do. They're like, we can send you to go get like an MRI, but this takes about a month. So you just have to wait.
What the fuck? You're like, excuse me, I can't feel my legs.
I can't. Like, it was the strangest feeling.
And how long? You still couldn't? For hours? Or?
I can't remember. I like completely blocked it out. But I like for weeks and for months, I couldn't bend over. I couldn't get out of my bed or get out of a couch. Like,
especially when like movement and sports are like your whole fucking life.
Yeah. So I go home and I had to keep my feet. I remember keeping my feet elevated with multiple pillows for days. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just sitting. I sat.
You were so scared, probably.
Because nobody was telling, like, all the doctors were like, you're fine. Like, there's no, take Advil. That's what they said. Go home and take Advil. And I was like, my legs are numb, love.
You're like, take Advil. Advil is supposed to take the pain away. There is no pain. There is nothing.
I'm like, you take a good Advil for a headache.
Yeah,
I'm
literally.
Like, my legs are tingling.
What the fuck?
So a month goes by. I have a back brace that my friend gave me at this point. I go to this MRI and they finally tell me that I have slip discs in my spine. So I don't know the exact ones, but it's in my lower spine. There's three of them that have slipped out of my spine that are now going into different muscles and different places in my back, which shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, this is a thing. And I told my volleyball coach that I got injured and he just assumed I pulled a muscle in my back. So he was like, still come to practices. Like, you'll still come. So I came and I sat and I would like kick a ball over to like somebody and I couldn't do it anymore because watching people do the thing that I can't do, like, I was like, I can't.
That's like torture. That's literal torture.
It's torture. And everybody thought, oh yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Like, oh, she's just faking it. And I've never been like, oh, I'm sick.
A drama. Like, No. You're like, I do drama, but I'm not a drama queen.
Literally.
Like, yeah, no. So what happened to your like scholarship and everything? Like,
I had to decline it.
Fuck.
So I declined my scholarship and then it left me in the middle of grade 12, I would say like January of grade 12, when you're supposed to have everything figured out.
Oh my God, I remember that feeling at like going out to college. Like, you want your, everyone wants to know your plan for college and what you're going to do afterwards. Like, they want your 8-year fucking plan and they want, they're like, what are you doing? Stop asking me what I'm doing. Like, that's so stressful. So at this point, what I'm hearing is you had a whole plan and then the plan went astray. It did not happen.
My
volleyball
whole
didn't
life,
happen.
My whole life flashed before my eyes. That's I'm so like, scary. I didn't know where else I was supposed to go because it was all I knew and all I put myself into. So when I got this injury, I was like, there's nothing else I'm good at. And for a long time, I was like, I lost myself and I lost my self-worth because I just didn't know what to do. And nobody could tell me what to do because it was my life that I had to figure out. So I went into my grade 12 drama teacher's room bawling. This is at like 7 a.m. Like, he was like, he was like, you can come in and like, we can talk before class if you want. And I was like, okay. So I came in and he sat me down and he was like, Paige, I need you to go into acting. Mm. And I was like, no. I'm like, no. I'm like, I've had no success. I'm like, I'm not the best at it. He's like, Paige, that's just your own mind talking as an observer and as an outsider. I need you to go into acting.
I'm getting so many chills. Like, whenever I hear like truth or something that really just like connects me, like my eyes water, I get chills. Like, it's just such truth what he said. That's such a powerful moment.
So it was crazy.
Yeah. So this drama teacher of yours was like, I fucking believe in you. Like,
he changed my life.
This is your thing.
Yeah.
And you didn't see it.
No. Not at all. I also didn't think that I could do it. I didn't think that I was the person that was mentally strong enough to go into acting. And I remember so vividly, I came back from my volleyball practice, my last one, saying goodbye to the team. and saying, I have to take care of like my body and my health, and I can't watch you guys continue doing the thing I love. Like, I can't do it. So I said that to everybody and I left, and I was in my mom's car driving home, and I looked up to the sunroof and I saw all stars in one line. And I was, I started bawling my eyes out.
Oh my God. I'm getting so many chills. Keep going.
I bawled my eyes out and I was like, I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Wow.
And like, after seeing that, I'm also a firm believer that I have so many angels up there, and yes, like all my guardian angels and my spirit, like everybody is looking after me. Mm-hmm. And that was their sign telling me that I was going to be okay and whatever I was going to do. And I knew that it was acting because he told me that morning.
That's amazing. No, everything in your life just flipped on a switch right then. Like all of a sudden it opened up for you. So then how did you actually get into acting? Like, what is like, did you just go for it, or like what happened? Right?
Like, it's such a strange, and everybody's journey is so different, but I started, like doing monologues with my grade 12 drama teacher, and he would help me and he would coach me, and he would like, this was also after school, like after school, he could go home to his wife. Like, but he was like, he saw me. And nobody has ever seen me before. So he like, he took time with me to make sure that like my future was set up. Yeah. So we worked every single day after school until like 6 p.m., 7 p.m. while we were doing a musical, by the way. So like we were doing like, I was also the choreographer. Tell me how, I don't know. But yeah. I also like that happened, and that also changed my life. Mm. But we started doing this, and he was like, he came to school the next morning. He's like, I have researched all the best acting schools in Canada. Mm. Here are a list. You're going to audition for them. Wow. And I was like, okay.
What an amazing mentor to have. I feel like that's such an important part that people forget is like, I don't know, older figures and mentors will show up in your life. Like if you are open, they will show up for you in the moments that you need them most. Like I've also had experiences like that where like I was so lost, and then someone with a little bit more experience who really was able to see the situation from an outer perspective and really believe in me came into my life. And like, those people are crucial in our journey. And I hope that one day, you know, we both get to be that maybe for somebody else, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's just like the karmic cycle of it. And that sounds like this person like saved your fucking life.
Yes. And also, if you don't have that person right now, be that person for somebody else. Like, if you see a friend that needs some guidance or some like kindness in their life, just be there for that person.
And support, and just like confidence. Sometimes you just need someone to look at you and be like, you are so much fucking better than you think you are, than your negative self-talk. Like I see you for who you are, and you are amazing. You are talented, and you are going to fucking do this thing. And like having people like that in your life is amazing. And maybe if you don't have someone like that in your life, I love what you said. Be that person for somebody else, because maybe that person will be able to be that for you in return. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it'll just show the universe that that is in your sphere of consciousness. Like you are willing to give, and through that, like you are willing to accept and have that in your life, you know? And also just ask. Like I feel like with like, we have so many angels looking out for us, so many guides, people having our fucking back. And it's just like, sometimes you can just ask and be like, this is what I need help with. And like in religion, they call it prayer, you know, like ask what you need help with. Like it's that easy. And if you need a sign, like I'll do things being like, you know, I really need help with this. And if you think that you can, you know, do this for me, give me a sign of a butterfly, give me a sign of a dragonfly, give me a sign of 444, whatever it is, asking for signs and asking for help. Because when we do that, we interfere with the free will, because we do have free will. And like, I don't know, I believe that like our angels necessarily, like they can't really help us unless we like give them permission to. So in that moment of desperation, like they're going to put somebody in your life that may really be able to change the course of it and show you who you are through their eyes, which is so fucking special. Oh my God. And are you still close with this person?
Yes, very much so. So I'm fast forwarding a little bit in the conversation, but he came to TIFF, and in the moment, like the theater was over 900 people were at this theater, and he got tickets and he saw me on the stage and he saw me do the Q&A at TIFF, and he came up after and he gave me like the biggest hug, and he just said like, I'm so proud of you. And like, that's when your parents tell you that, it's something different. But when someone who like saw you before you saw yourself says that to you. Like it was crazy.
Wait, I love that. So this kind of spiraled into your whole journey. And then, you know, like how would you summarize the rest of the journey?
This podcast is sponsored by Open, which is literally my favorite app in the world, and I use it almost every single day. And the reason that I love Open is because they have an unlimited amount of breathwork, Pilates classes, yoga classes, sound baths, meditation, guided meditations, and so much more. And it's more than just that. It's a community. And I truly love that you can access these guided classes wherever you are in the world. And the quality of these teachers and these classes are literally the best. I love guided meditation and online classes for Pilates and guided breath work. And the ones that I do on Open are seriously some of the best that I've ever done anywhere ever. And the best part is that we want to give you guys 30 days for free. And even if you're like, oh my God, I don't want to get roped into it. Like I get that, but this is free. This is free and you can literally cancel at any time. So why not? If this is going to help you get on track, set yourself up for success and doing the things in your life that make you feel better, like meditation and breath work and movement, then why the heck not? It's 30 days for free, no strings attached. Check it out. You can go to withopen.com/skinnydipping, or you can just click the description in the box below on the podcast. And I would love for you guys to try it. So yeah, I'll see you in class.
How would you summarize the rest of the journey?
I think I've really discovered my mental health through the journey.
Wait, say more about that.
Like as a kid, I thankfully never suffered with anything, but growing up and being in the industry that I am, I've been really self-conscious and I've recently just discovered I got bad social anxiety. I'm like, so whenever I was a kid, I was like, when I go out and when I get nervous and I want to stay behind my mom, it's not because like I love my mom. Like I just want to stay by her. It's because I'm really bad in social situations. And it wasn't until I was older till I figured this out. And also, when I see somebody's life as an outsider, I'm like, their life is perfect and I will never be like that. And hearing no all the time and hearing rejection all the time, you really have to be so mentally strong to get into acting.
Totally.
Because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody will believe in you.
Yeah.
You have to be able to put your best self forward for the best people to see you.
No, that makes so much sense. And I actually had a question that I wrote down when you were talking about your story and you were like saying that, you know, just talking about your self-worth and how you kind of hinted at what you just said that, you know, to get to where you want to go, you need to really believe in yourself. So how for you have you begin to shift and develop this self-worth? Has it always been there or is something that you've had to really develop? Like, how do you begin to actually develop your self-worth so that you can like feel like you are deserving of going the places that you want to go, you know?
Honestly, I think being alone. I have never been in a relationship. I've never had the luxury of finding love. I've always been alone. And through that, I haven't put my self-love in somebody else.
And I feel like we all do that. Like when you get in a relationship or even a codependent friendship or, you know, even being attached to your job title and your successes and your achievements, we displace our power by putting our love for ourselves into someone else because it's easier. Yeah. It's easier to see the good in someone or something else, but to see it in ourselves can feel so difficult. So, I mean, I feel like I have a hard time being alone. Like, what if someone feels that way as well? Like, what would you say?
So many of my friends, like, I was just talking to my one friend yesterday and she was like, Paige, this one guy that I was really into, he ghosted me. And like, I put so much of my happiness in somebody else. And I was like, okay, tell me you love yourself. And she was like, I can't. And I was like, okay, then tell yourself that you like yourself for now. And that like will turn into love. And it doesn't, it's like everything. It's like starting a new job, starting a new high school, anything. The first day is going to be the most difficult day. The first day that you tell yourself you love yourself, you're not going to believe it. And it's going to be really difficult. But every single morning, if you actively try to work on yourself and you actively try to tell yourself that you love yourself, one day you'll mean it. Mm. And for me, like, I just discovered how happy I am within myself because I pursued something that I loved. Mm. I took the chance and I took the risk and it paid off. And we love structure. We love stability.
Yeah.
And that's just our human beings talking. But for your happiness, sometimes you have to break that. Sometimes you have to be like, you know what? I'm going to go against all odds and I'm going to discover my passion and I'm going to do this. Mm. And I'm going to prove everybody wrong that you can follow your passions and your dreams. And you will inspire everybody once you do that. But it's hard for the first days.
Totally. Like, it's definitely a practice and an embodiment. And for you, when you thought you were going to have this whole life, like going to college, having a free ride, playing volleyball, doing that in which you loved, and that falling apart moment, how does that translate to how you feel now? Because it really seems like that moment just kind of like everything fell apart, I would say. Like, or how would you describe that feeling and how that moment has affected you now?
I think it really made me discover my body again, because I've just been going, only seeing one thing. And whenever your body breaks down, then you have to go to like your mental side. Mm-hmm. And it really helped me go into my mental side. So from that one moment, I discovered that I could do it.
Yeah.
Because nobody thinks that they can. Like, no, everybody is like, I'm not going to be the one to succeed. I'm not that talented. I'm not that pretty. We put ourselves down every single moment of every single day. Mm-hmm. So what if we just tell ourselves, you know what? I can do it. Like, it, once we change our thoughts from negative to positives, I'm telling you guys, it changes your life.
Yes.
Stop telling yourself, you know what? I'm going on a tangent here.
Yes, go on a tangent. We love tangents.
This is the best piece of advice I have ever received in my life.
Give it to us.
It was by my dad.
Love him. Love your dad.
I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. And the fact that I still remember this, but it shaped me to be the woman that I am today.
I love that.
I said something. I was like, no, but I can't do that, dad. And he goes, what? And I was like, I can't do that. And he goes, give me 3 push-ups. And I was like, what? I'm like, 3 push-ups? And he's like, if you tell yourself you can't do something, you're going to give me 3 push-ups. It teaches your body.
That's going to make me cry.
It teaches your body like, oh, I don't want to do push-ups right now. So I don't want to put myself down.
Wait, that's actually great actionable advice. Because like on the pod, I love actually like actionable techniques. Legit, guys, that's genius. Like literally every time you talk shit to yourself about yourself, 3 push-ups, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, teach your mind that is not the way it wants to turn. Our minds are so malleable and susceptible, and we are able to shift our mind just by suggestion, practice, embodiment, and just doing something over and over again. Our minds, like, have the ability to be shaped into what we want it. Like, science has proved this, and I think that's genius to, you know, yeah, because who fucking wants to do 2 push-ups and not on your knees? They have to be on your toes.
Toes up.
Yes.
And all the way down. Put those elbows in.
And oh, not the like, triceps.
He was like, if you tell somebody else that they can't do something, give me 6 push-ups. He's like, because you have to be lifting other people up around you. So I'll be like, to my brother, I'll be like, yeah, but you can't because I'm going to do it. And he'll be like, page 6 push-ups. Because the more you tell somebody else, oh, you can't. There, because once one negative comment gets in your brain, that's repetitive.
Totally.
It's not going away. It's there. Mm. You have to break the cycle of telling somebody else that they're bad.
Totally. And also, I feel like whenever we're telling other people that they're bad or they can't do something, or, you know, when I'm just getting comments or people saying things to you that they don't believe in you, it's because they're projecting because they don't believe in themselves. And someone told them once upon a time that they couldn't do it. And it's always a projection. So that's why when we lift other people up, I truly think that you can see who the actually most fulfilled and joyful person in the room is by who is lifting other people up, who is genuinely being a kind person, who is genuinely hyping others up, because that is the most confident fucking person actually in the room. Because no one is better or anything, but to just like bring somebody up, like takes a lot of confidence. It really does. It really does. And it takes your energy and your confidence. But at the end of the day, it makes the way that you feel about yourself so much better. You just love yourself more. I find that if I'm so hard on myself, I will be like judging or, you know, nagging or making comments to myself about other people. And it's like, what am I judging about myself in that moment? And that's what I like to ask myself. My therapist is always like, okay, like, let's do a little mirror moment. I'll be like, this person's doing this, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, and what does that trigger about you? Like, how do you feel about yourself? Like, why don't you like yourself in that moment? Maybe I'm judging someone for, you know, not being a reliable friend or something. And she's like, well, do you think you're a reliable friend? Like, do you think you're a good person? Like, things like that. Do you feel like you're worthy of love and connection? And every single time I'm just like, fuck. The only reason I would judge somebody else is because I feel that way about myself. So when we're able to even fake it till you make it a little bit, yeah. I love like the kind of perception that you said, you know, we can just say it and you can say that you like yourself and then one day it'll be real. And then one day you say you love yourself and you keep saying and you keep, you know, molding your brain and shaping your brain and it'll be real because our brains are so susceptible to suggestion. They just are. And it's a good thing. It's also like a tough thing because, you know, a lot of us have been shaped by either society or social media or maybe parents, siblings who have put us down, but we still have the ability to reshape the way that we think about the world and reshape the neural patterns in our brain to be routed to something more positive. So I literally love that. 3 push-ups every single time you say something negative about yourself. 6 if you say something negative about somebody else. I'm gonna do that in my life. I fucking love that.
I know.
Genius.
And as a kid, I was buff.
You're like, oh God, I'm like so used to this. I'm going to have to like double the numbers now.
Yeah.
Everything that's happened for you, what has this made you believe about life that you would love to tell other people from your own personal experience that you've lived and even what you're going through right now? What has it made you believe about life? Because maybe you used to believe one thing, but now with events and working on your self-worth and truly being alone and loving yourself and giving your attention and pouring into yourself and filling up your own cup, what does that now make you believe about life?
It taught me all about the side of my life that I didn't think I could present to people. Mm. So what I mean by that is I would live my life for other people and I would want to please them. And okay. I would be like, okay, I know this isn't realistic. I'm going to go and I'm going to do something that pleases you and you'll be happy. But then I'm like, this is my life. It's nobody else's life, but mine. And if I'm not happy with the things that I'm doing and who I am as a human being, then whenever I have a kid one day and whenever my kid is going to be like, okay, yeah, I'll do this. No, that's okay. Like, I'll go and be a doctor because, like, I want that. And I'm going to be like, no.
Yeah, no, be who you want to be.
Exactly. And everything in life happens for a reason. Mm. Literally everything. The fact that you're sick that one day, you weren't meant to go out. The fact, like, also everything in the moment seems that it is the worst possible thing. And that, like, oh, why does this keep happening to me? Like, why can't something good happen to me? Like, we're just so used to putting ourselves down. So I promise you, whatever is meant for you will find you. And like through believing yourself, you can be open and present for other people.
I love that.
And although like you don't have everything figured out right now, I don't have everything figured out right now.
Period.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
But you can't shape your life. You can't be the person that's like, my life has to be like this. My life has to be like that because that's what I'm supposed to do. Are you God?
Yeah.
You can't shape who you are.
Yeah.
Like you just have to live.
And experience life. Totally. Like I feel like the worst moments in my life where I have felt so lost or I've lost somebody that I really care about and just been going through a really hard time in the moment, like I can't see through it. Like you can't see it if you're in it, you know, but once you're out of it, you're like, this and this, this happened and the butterfly effect happened. And if that terrible thing didn't happen, I would have never had, for example, the podcast. Yeah. I would never have like the opportunity now to do what I do and share beautiful conversations like this if it weren't for one of or two of the most painful moments in my entire life. And I think that's just a testament to that everything is happening for us and not to us. Mm-hmm. And the sooner that we can begin to realize that and accept it for what it is, even if it feels upsetting, even if you're like, oh, like that doesn't feel like my truth right now, but I do accept that because I know in the past, you know, everything has worked out for me and it is happening for me and not to me. Even if in the moment you're not like, fuck that, like this shit is not working out for me, like this sucks. It's like down the line, I feel like everyone in my life, when I look at the things that they've been through, I see that it was all meant to happen for them. Mm. Even the worst fucking things, even losing people you love, even losing and grieving an old version of yourself, even of moving from a place that you used to love to somewhere scary, even losing friends or family, like all these things that are so tough and create so much grief in our life, they are a catalyst for something greater and something more important. And for you, like you were able to now inspire others and you're on your journey to create art that touches people. And I think that is so fucking powerful. And you honestly inspire the fuck out of me, dude.
Oh,
I feel like I need to watch your, I need to watch your film. I need to see it.
Like, I know. And I can't tell like anything of when it's coming out or anything.
I know.
But when, it did its festival runs.
Okay, cool.
And as of right now, it will be out in theaters, but I just don't know when.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
It's happening.
It's crazy. Like, it's truly just the beginning. And like,
wait, I didn't know. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see you on the big screen. It's going to be amazing.
It was wild. First, it was wild to see myself up there.
Yeah. Was that just like a pinch me moment? You're like, is this shit real? Or did it feel real? Did you feel present in that moment? Or were you just like, what the fuck is going on?
The first time I watched it was at TIFF.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
I did
That's
a
huge.
Week of press without even seeing the film. Like, I was just, I was like, I don't know even
you
what I'm promoting.
Even seen it.
I haven't even seen it. So when I watched it with everybody else, I was like, holy shit. I'm like, that's me. But it took, I didn't look at it and be like, oh my God, Paige, you're just on the screen. I completely saw a story.
Yeah, you saw the character.
I saw the character.
And
I always see my flaws when I'm watching myself. I'm always like, girl, your nose is huge. Or like, I like
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, no,
like,
and just nitpicking all the things
exactly.
about yourself.
Like, oh, why did I say it like that? Why did I do it? But when you take yourself out of the equation and you just live in the moment and you just watch it, I'm like, I'm proud of that.
Wow.
And like, I want people to see it. Usually I'm just like, oh, you don't have to watch my shit. I'm like, I'm not that good. Like, but now I'm like, I want people to see what I can do. And I'm like, this is just the beginning.
Yes. And that's just a testament to how much your self-worth has grown. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's also a testament to how you can, you know, sometimes feel insecure about things and nitpick yourself. And at the same time, feel really proud and be developing that sense of self-worth. And they kind of can both exist at once. And it's not like this linear journey where you're just there and you've gone over all these hurdles and now you're so confident. Like, it's a journey and
it's
not linear at all. And I love that, you know, you can still be in those old versions of yourself and still be stepping into the new versions of yourself who has more self-confidence in you, who has more self-worth within your heart. And they can kind of both exist at once. There's no like never, like there's no path where it ends, you know, it just is a journey and an experience. And like you were saying, you just have to live.
Just have to live.
I love that.
And so, somebody told me one time, they're like, acting is like fishing. And I was like, what? I'm like, what do you mean by that? They're like, you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. You cast out and you get nothing. And you're like, oh my God, but I thought fishing was supposed to be easy and I was supposed to get a fish. So you reel it back in. You cast it in another place, you get nothing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you get a nibble and you're like, oh my God, I got a nibble. Okay, so it's out there, You uh-huh. cast, you get something, you reel it in and it's seaweed. And you're like, I thought I got something else, but I guess I didn't.
Okay.
So you're spending all day on this ocean. And by the time of it, you're like, there's no fish out there. I'm not going to get anything. I've only gotten seaweed. I've gotten a nibble. Like, nothing has ever happened. And then when you're about to give up, you cast out and then you catch a fish.
I love that.
That was that.
I know that feeling with anything. It's like, it is like at that breaking point, that moment, like that moment that you're just like that hump that you're trying to get over where things do happen. And that's why the process and the journey is so important. And that's also why it's so important to love the process of what you do.
Yes.
And not just do it for the end result, because if you're doing that, then you're just missing out on a lot of life worth living, you know?
Just live in the moment and like be as present as you can in a conversation and be as present as you can in life. Because when you're only thinking about other things and you're thinking like, oh, I'm not where I want to be, I have this to do, I have to go talk to this person, then you're not living in the moment. And the more you're present in the world, the more the world is present to you.
I only have snaps. I only have snaps. Okay. We're going to give a little challenge for you guys. I love to give them like something actionable that they can do with themselves or with another person, or just some sort of activity so that they can apply what we've talked about. And I don't know. Let's brainstorm for a second.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We're back. We're back. We brainstormed. Do you want to kind of explain what we just talked about, or should I get in?
You're really good at vocalizing your feelings.
You're really good too. I don't know if it's just because like when we're bouncing off each other and you're not good with other people, but I feel like every time we talk, you're like so good at vocalizing your thoughts and feelings. Okay. The challenge is to say yes to something that once upon a time or recently you said no to. So whether that was like hanging out with a friend or a new person that you think you might have a connection with, but you know, social anxiety got in the way and you canceled, say yes, remake those plans. If you were too scared to pitch yourself or apply to a job or do something in the business world because you were like, oh, this isn't going to happen for me, fucking go for it. Say yes to life. Or what was the other example that I said? If you have been wanting to try out like a new hobby, like I've been trying out pole dancing and like it's so fucking hard and I'm so bad at it, but I said yes to it. And do something that maybe you were scared to do because you thought you wouldn't get results, you were going to be bad at it. Like, just say yes to something that maybe in the last couple of months you said no to because of fear. What do you think?
It opens you up to so many more possibilities that you never knew existed once you start saying yes.
Totally.
I was like, guys, I'm not posting on social media because that's embarrassing. And then I started posting on social media and
that's another one too. Like if you've been wanting to start your YouTube, start your TikTok,
post.
Like, say yes. Stop worrying about what other people are going to think or what you're going to think about yourself when, you know, it doesn't happen right away, because everything is the process and the journey. And do something that you want to do the process of, not because you're just good at it, you know, because you're bad at it and you're learning. And like, that's cool. Even if it's hanging out with someone.
Yeah. You should learn to embarrass yourself. Like you should learn to just be free and weird. And like without being so perfect all the time, because you know?
Fuck that. Literally, like, fuck that. I'm all about embarrassing yourself once a day.
Yes.
I'm always out in public being so embarrassing and then just like laughing at me like, haha. And it's hilarious because every single time I embarrass myself and I just say, fuck it, I gain confidence within myself because I'm just like, I don't care what anyone else thinks.
Embarrassing yourself is main character energy.
It is. Be in your fucking sitcom.
Yes.
Okay, guys, that is your challenge. Something that you once said no to, say yes. Take that leap of faith. Fucking just do it. Do it for us.
Do it for us. Even though your social anxiety is going to be through the roof, guys, me too.
Same.
Do it.
Fucking do it.
We'll do it together. We'll be socially anxious together.
Yes. Wait, we'll also both do the challenge in the week
and say
yes to something we once said no to.
Yes.
Yay. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Where can we find your stuff? Like where can we find you? Where can people continue the conversation with you?
Guys, my Instagram, where I try to be my most vulnerable self, is Paige Madison Evans, and my TikTok is Paige M Evans, and soon you'll see me in your cinemas nearby.
Yes! So exciting. And yeah, all those links will be in the bio for the podcast. I am so grateful for you. We're about to go cruise in Hawaii and go jump in the ocean. So
I'm going to have some booch.
Yes, we're going to get kombucha. We're going to get kombucha and poke and do the full on little North Shore experience. So I'm very excited to show Paige my home. I just want to give you the final floor to say anything that you want to say.
Okay, if I can tell you guys one thing, I would tell you that your brain is always trying to tell you the wrong things about yourself. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody repeat after me. I love myself. Say it. I love myself. I love myself. And even though you don't believe it right now, guys, eventually you will. And I love you. Kayla loves you. You are loved. You're not alone in this world. Although you may feel lonely at some times, you are not alone. And I love you. Thank you for listening to my annoying voice.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.